It's clear that the early church believed in the divinity of the Holy Spirit, and even affirmed it in the Apostles' Creed. But were they right in this belief? Does Scripture demonstrate that the Holy Spirit is fully God?
At least four factors point to the deity of the Holy Spirit in the Scriptures. First, the fact that the name Holy Spirit is used interchangeably with God. We see that in Acts 5. Second, the fact that attributes of God are attributed to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, omniscience is attributed to the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 2. Omnipotence in Luke 1:35. Eternality in Hebrews 9:14. Third is the fact that the Holy Spirit is included in the single name in which followers of Christ are baptized. And finally, there are certain works that demonstrate the deity of the Holy Spirit, and I'll briefly mention four. First, in John 16, we're told that the Spirit judges, yet we know that judgment is a prerogative that belongs only to God. Second, we note in Psalm 33:6 that the Spirit is involved in creation, and yet the act of creating is something that only God can do. In John 3, we see that the Spirit regenerates, that He brings about the new birth, and yet this is something that only God can do. And finally, we know from 2 Timothy 3:16 that the Spirit inspires the Scriptures, and yet only God can reveal Himself to us. Together, all of these factors point to the deity of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit's divinity can be shown and demonstrated through His work in creation, through His work in the Scriptures, through His work in salvation. In creation, the Spirit is mentioned alongside God, who we would say God the Father, as one who is present and participating in creation, and only God creates, and so the Spirit's presence and participation helps us understand that He is divine. And then in the inspiration of the Scriptures are the Spirit's book, but it's we speak of it and it as God's Word, and yet it is inspired and providentially superintended, put together by the Holy Spirit. And then in salvation, divinity is implied or demonstrated by God's participation in salvation. And the way the Holy Spirit participates, he was active in the conception of Christ, He empowered Christ's ministry, He raised Christ from the dead, He made Christ's atoning sacrifice powerful and possible. So that amplifies our understanding of His divinity. So not only in providing salvation, but in producing the church. The Holy Spirit birthed the church, the Spirit empowers the church, the Spirit makes the church into the body of Christ. Individually in our salvation, the Holy Spirit is active. The active regeneration is spoken of as being born of the Spirit. The Spirit empowers us. The Spirit produces the character of Christ in us. The Spirit raises us on the last day. So corporately and individually, salvation is very much the work of the Spirit amplifying and demonstrating His divinity.
It is very important for us to believe that Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is God, the third person. And we can see that through the works, the mighty works that He does in the world and in our lives. First of all, the Bible tells us very clearly in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. So everything that happens in our lives and in the world is sovereignly designed, ruled over by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit rules over everything that happens in our lives. He is God. He is not some liquid, some gas. It's not just a wind, even though that is His name. The Holy Spirit is a person who is involved in everything that happens in the world. A bird falls to the ground. One of our hairs falls on our head. The Holy Spirit is there. God, in His eternal plan, had planned that event, and God is there when it happens to rule over it. The fact that some of us trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of our sins, and receive baptism and join the church, for example, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's the result of the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. He turns that stony, that hard, hardened heart of ours and gives us a new one so that we're now enabled to repent of our sins and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. So repentance and faith are gifts. They are the result of the work of the Holy Spirit. Again, the Holy Spirit is God. He is the one who changes our nature, our minds, our wills, our hearts from deep within. The Holy Spirit not only begins that work in us, in the fact that we are born again in regeneration, the Holy Spirit not only gives us a new heart, He continues to change us as we live out of that new heart. Someone has described this process, sanctification, this way. It's a little bit like an old house. You change a little bit of the kitchen today and the roof tomorrow, the living room the third day, and eventually at the end of the process, we have a new house. The Holy Spirit renovates. He renews our hearts that way. We are already new. Now, that's where the example falls down. We are already a new person, and yet the Holy Spirit continues to make that person knew. He gives us the strength to say no to sin and to say yes to God. Say yes to God and to say yes to obedience. And only God can do that. The Holy Spirit is God. He does these mighty works in our lives and in our world. He rules over every event. He saves us literally. He brings salvation that Jesus Christ earned into our lives and makes it ours. And He continues to change us until we meet Jesus one day.